It is the Friday show, joined by Chris Barber, by Kev Walsh and by Dan Morgan. Coming up, we've got James on Bournemouth, Andy on West Ham and Rich on Forest, all of them speaking to a combination, I think, of John Gibbons and Josh Sexton. I know that the two that were done today were done by Josh. Also, on pre-match warm-up, I had a chat myself with Chris Barber. So Chris has talked about Chelsea, it's on pre-match warm-up. Dan Morgan's talked about Liverpool versus Chelsea, that's the half 12, that's on pre-match warm-up. Kev Walsh, I'd love another last 15, like the last 15 we just got for the game against Wolves. I like the idea of Anfield cheering every single clearance like maniacs.
Yeah, 100%. If you're in a game where you're cheering clearances, you know, you're balls to the wall in on it, aren't you? It means you've been dragged into the match and you're playing your part in it as well. So that's exactly what we're looking for. And to be honest, if we're going to win, that's probably what we need, isn't it?
Well, it's sometimes what you need, Kev. I mean, we'll speed along because, as I say, you can listen to all of that somewhere else. And I've done Thursday night as well where I'm talking about it too. But I want... What I think was refreshing about Tuesday was you just got to really like them. And there's been times this season where it's not been nice watching Liverpool and they've really ground you. You've really got to the point of, I just wish I wasn't watching at least three of you right now. I've had enough. Whereas even though they weren't perfect, although there were some really, really good performances, some have got massive credit. I think that because we're maybe a bit used to seeing Joe Gomez have a great game and then worried about the next one, people are a little bit nervy about saying Gomez was great, but I thought Gomez was great as well, on top of the obvious sort of candidates in there. I want him to go with not quite the same team, but as quite close to it, to be honest with you, where he can.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said for freshening things up and watching new faces, isn't he? There's a lot that goes for us watching. I imagine sometimes the players on the pitch going, for fuck's sake, why am I having to pass to you again? So it's nice to see a load of them come in. I'll even give Naby Keita a bit of praise today. I thought he's done okay, acceptable, no problems at all with it. So
massive if true, Kev.
Honestly, if he delivers that level of performance, honestly.
Naby's agent's just wrong, Naby. You're not going to believe this.
Honestly, guys, I'll even give him the bit of credit. His passing was still absolutely shite, but we'll get over that.